In April of 2007, I left the Redemptorist, and my novice master bought me a one-way ticket to leave LA, California, and to fly back to Wichita, Kansas. My heart was devastated. I was in so much desolation because I thought that I was going to be a Redemptorist forever. I fixed my eyes, my goal, my whole being. I desired to be a Redemptorist, to be a missionary, to go and preach the good news to the poor. And when things didn't go my way, when I had to leave the place that I fell in love with and go back home, my heart was smashed. I don't remember how long I have cried, but I believe I cried a lot. A sense of hopelessness, a sense of not belonging, a sense of lost. Lord, what do you want from me, or what do you want of me? And my parents, they were trying their best to kind of console me, but they didn't know what to say. And when I go to Mass, you know, people were trying to be helpful, and they start to ask questions. Hey, why are you back? What happened? What's going on? And I didn't know how to answer them. It was kind of like a desolation. I was in the desert. I was lost. And I love my family. Honestly speaking, I love my mom, my dad, my brother. But I never felt like I belong at home. So I didn't know where I was going to go next. And I remember nights after nights, I cry out to God, God, my God, why have you abandoned me? And he never gave me an answer. Why? Never. But I only heard God said to me one thing. I love you. Is that not enough? I heard it. I love you. Is that not enough? That's what not the answer that I looked for or what I wanted. But that's what the answer that the Lord gave me. I love you. Is that not enough? And beyond my comprehension, I trusted in what my novice master said. I began to apply for diocesan priestly formation. I chose between the Diocese of Dallas and Fort Worth. And I chose Fort Worth. I didn't know Fort Worth that much. And after I joined the diocese, I was assigned to a small town of Munster, Texas. I didn't know anyone there. I felt lost. And I continued to ask God. And even though I continued to ask God, where are you leading me? What do you want of me? He never tell me the answer that I want. It's always he asking me back the question. I love you. Is that not enough? But looking back now, 2017, exactly about 10 years ago, I have learned to fall in love with the Diocese of Fort Worth, fall in love with the plan that God had for me, even though at that time I was so frustrated, angry, and didn't know how to deal with God. But looking back, in retrospect, his plan was better than mine. And of course, the same question that the Lord has for St. Peter today, he is asking each and every one of you and I. Who do you say that I am? That question is important. Because our faith is not just about going to catechism, going to religious education, receiving the sacraments, and taking nice pictures when we graduate from confirmation. Much more than that. It go back to the personal question, who is Jesus Christ for you and I? And that question is twofold. Who is Jesus Christ for you and I? But also at the same time, who am I in relationship to Christ Jesus? And that aligns us toward the understanding that this is a personal invitation. Faith requires love. Love requires trust. And trust requires the giving of oneself to God, even though we might not have the answer. Or God might not give us the answer that we want. My brothers and sisters, I don't have the answer for you, nor do I have the winning Powerball numbers, nor I don't have the 7 steps to help you to be successful. But I can tell you, in my life and perhaps in your own life too, when we look back of where God had led us, we know that by His divine providence, we wouldn't be where we are today if He was not the one who carried us. He asked St. Peter today, who do you say that I am? And because St. Peter professed with a personal faith and with a faith that came from the heart, He made St. Peter the rock of the church. And from St. Peter, the first pope, Peter's primacy and power did not depend on his power that lorded over other people, but the power of love who loved Christ. And Peter, according to legend, we have known, and according to the tradition of the church, Peter was crucified like Christ. But because he felt like he was not worthy to crucify in the same format and the same way as Christ Jesus did, he was crucified upside down. Peter, his primacy, his power, came not from love or human love alone, but came from the love that is based on faith, based on faithfulness, based on perseverance, based on trust, based on the gift of his self completely and totally to God. And I'm going to be short today, and I'm going to ask you to really reflect this. Who do you say Jesus Christ is for you? And who are you in relationship to Christ Jesus? Please go home, pray about it, meditate on it. Even though we might be lost with the teaching of the church, we might be angry because we might not get what we want at this moment. We know that we have to persevere because God loves us. And His love is beyond what we can comprehend right now. His love is beyond what we can imagine. His love cares for us not only in this life, but for the life to come. So, my brothers and sisters, whether the question is, who do you say that I am? Or who do I say I am in light of my faith in Christ Jesus? Or if the Lord asks us, I love you, is that not enough? The question is almost the same, and it requires an answer of faith that comes from the heart. So no matter what happened, response, it's okay to be angry with God, but continue to trust, to believe, and to profess, be faithful to God, and walk with Him from the bottom of your heart.